David says, we must become like a deer that panteth after water, who understands that our thirst has to become from God to be satisfied. Augustine said, we'll be restless until we rest in the Lord. The problem is we too often drink from the wrong wells, trying to quench our thirst, only to still come up thirsty, still come up needing, still come up lacking, still coming up without. So could we just lift our hand and say, Lord, give me a thirst for you. Say, I'm thirsting for you, God. Quench my thirst. May you be my source.
Lord, I thirst for you. How I long to be in your presence. My soul will wait on you. Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer to the beauty of your holiness. Lord, I thirst for you. God, I long to be in your presence. My soul will wait for you. Father, draw me nearer. Please draw me nearer to the beauty of your holiness. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of our praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Oh Father, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. Father, you are worthy of our praise. To you our lives we raise, Jesus. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. this place. Mighty God, 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 you're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome. And you're powerful. You're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome. In this place, mighty God, holy, you are awesome in this place, mighty, oh, praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is wonderful. All praises be to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is wonderful.
Oh, let's say it together. Say,
all praise.
House. I'm talking about a God who delivers, a God who set free. Can you praise a wonderful God in this house? Put your hands together and praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, one last time, and we're here for the word. Say, oh, praise.
Put your hands together. Come on, put your hands together and give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on, you can do better than that because He's done better than that for you. Come on, give Him the praise He deserves. Don't give Him a leftover praise. Give Him your best praise. Let Him know you're grateful. that the King of Kings numbers the hairs on your head, holds you in the palm of his hand, and calls you by name, and says, I'll never leave you or forsake you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Ain't nothing like the presence of God. We say, God bless you to all those listening and watching in the internet all around the world, and especially the shout out to all those watching in the prisons in LA. Say God bless you to them. If you would open your Bible to 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. It's in the Old Testament. It's past Ruth, but this side of Kings. 1 Samuel, 17th chapter. We're going to begin at verse 32. 1 Samuel 17, chapter, beginning of verse 32. We got to say, praise the Lord. We haven't got to say, wait. Ooh. Good. All right, if you have the NIV version, would you please proclaim this loudly with me? Don't murmur it, but proclaim it, and let's feel this atmosphere with God's word. Together, beginning at the 32nd verse, 17th chapter. Together, David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Saul replied, you are not able to go out against the Philistine and fight him. You're only a boy, and he has been fighting man from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. And when it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of God. The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. A little louder. Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. And David fastened on his sword over the tunic, and he tried walking around because he was not used to them. I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I am not used to them. So he said and took them out. And then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of a shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. Now jump down to verse 45. David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. I want to speak this morning from the topic, facing the giants. Facing the giants. We all know this familiar story of the book of 1 Samuel, and the Philistine had gathered his forces for war, and the Israelites began to assemble theirs to fight and draw a line in the sand. But then a giant named Goliath came forward and said, look, You choose your warrior, and I will represent the Philistines. And whoever kills the other will rule over the other. In other words, it's winner takes all. In other words, it's understanding that whoever wins this, whoever overcomes the other, will move to a new position, will move to a new dimension, move to new power and control, authority and blessing. Look at the person next to you and say, neighbor, he said, whoever wins this one is going to move up to new power and authority. Now, let me just stop there for a quick second, because I've been telling you, and I want to keep reiterating this to you till it gets up in your spirit. I believe with all my heart we are corporately in a country and as a church and individuals sitting up here in this church, I believe we are in a process of moving from one dimension to a higher dimension. I believe with all my heart we are on the way to something greater and to something more. We are getting ready to move to a new dimension. Say new dimension. Our lives are in transition. And because we are in a place of transition, we are experiencing a lot of turmoil and a lot of unsettledness and a lot of things and craziness going on. And now anybody got some craziness going on in your life? That should not surprise you. If you've ever moved from one place to another place, there's always an unsettling that takes place in the process of moving. Moving is uncomfortable. And we're moving. We're going from this place to this place. And while we're moving there, there's some stuff that we have to deal with in between. You got to be willing to be uncomfortable. You got to be willing to be unsettled. You got to be willing to go whatever hell you got to go through, because you're on your way somewhere. And you're not about to let anyone or anything stop you. But let me also say this, that the enemy and all his two-legged helpers don't intend to just sit by idly and let you increase in your life. We're in a fight. I said we are in a fight. I've told you so many times, if we would just have the tenacity and the determination that the enemy has, we'd be cool, because the enemy ain't no punk. The enemy is good at what he does. He's a liar, but he's a good liar. And if the enemy ain't no punk, then guess what? We can't be no punks. Look at three people around you and say to them, it's ain't no time for punks. There's no time for punks. This is no time for punks. This is no time for punks. Understand that Red Seas and Jericho walls, and yes, giant, when you are seeking to walk in the will of God, and you run up against a Red Sea or a Jericho wall or some giant that's in your way, it is confirmation. When you're on your way somewhere and the devil comes up in your face, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus, I'm on the right track. It's confirmation that you are coming into a new dimension. The devil's mad because he's seen your future, and the devil's trying to stop you from getting there. And he hasn't got the power to kill you, so he's trying to distract you and make you quit. Look at somebody and say, don't quit. Don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. So Saul has assimilated his best men to fight the Philistine army, seeking to make their move. Now Jesse, Jesse has three sons in the army. But his youngest son, David is unskilled. David is untrained. David out in the field, hanging with the sheep. But David, like all of us sitting here, knew there's something great inside of him. There's destiny and purpose and plan inside of him. David knew that God had called him to something great. Put your hand on yourself and say, there is destiny. There is greatness. There is divine plan and potential inside of me. Don't you ever begin to underestimate yourself. You are great. You are awesome. There's possibility and potential. There's businesses. There's all kind of stuff up inside of you. In fact, tell that person next to you, you are blessed to be sitting next to me today. If you're not excited about yourself, don't you expect anybody else to be excited about you? You don't need Jesse Jackson to say, I am somebody. So David is called by his father Jesse. Not Jesse Jackson, Jesse. His daddy. And Jesse says, here, take this grain, take this bread, and take this cheese, and I want you to bring it to your brothers. And come back and let me know how they're doing. Sisters and brothers, there is always a process that's got to be led to the promise. Say with me, say, there's a process to the promise. Say it one more time like you believe it. Say, there's a process to the promise. See, we live in this really crazy day when everybody wants to get big quick. I love when I go talking to young preachers and they get ordained and they want the mega church. They want the big time. They want the big cars. They want to just look big. Because unfortunately, that has now been what defines success. Boy, was Jesus a failure. Didn't have a car, didn't even have a home, and didn't have a church. He was just a road preacher. But everybody wants to become big. Everybody wants to get to the top. I want the money quick. I want the position quick. I want this quick. I want that quick. But listen to me. There is not a microwave avenue to greatness. Anything you get quick, you will lose quick. Look at the person next to you and say, neighbor, there is not a microwave process to greatness. There's some stairs, and you got to walk them. When you came up in this sanctuary, you had to walk up some stairs. There are steps to the next level, and you got to walk the steps. Now, James Weldon Johnson told us, life ain't been no crystal stairway. And his poem, Mother to Son, he said, along the way at the staircase, there's some tacks. There's some splinters. There's some torn up boards. And a lot of bare floor. How many know on your walk there's been some tacks and some splinters and some torn up boards? Say, my life ain't been no crystal stairway. But I say to you this morning, keep on climbing. I don't care how rough it's been, how many tacks, how many problems, how many tore up boards, keep on climbing. Tell somebody, keep on climbing. Tell somebody the other side, keep on climbing. But you got to make the steps. Now, what if David has said, listen, I know there's greatness inside of me. I know God has a calling on my life. I ain't no delivery boy. I ain't no taking no stuff. There's greatness in me. I'm too important to do that. Oh, it sounds like a Christian to me. I am too important. Call the usher. Call the hospital. Call the armor bearer. Somebody come and tell that child to be quiet. You tell that child to be quiet. There is this age in which we live, but too often because we've been told there's so much greatness, we start to act like we can't do nothing no more. We're not willing to roll up our sleeves and do the dirty work. I told you last week, that person will come and talk about, there's a puddle on the front steps, Pastor. Somebody need to take care of it. Pick up a broom and sweep that puddle away, girl. There's some paper on the floor. Pick it up. I didn't drop it. I didn't ask you if you dropped it. Look at somebody next to you and say, neighbor, don't let your ego make you lose your blessing. Look at someone on the other side, neighbor, don't make your ego lose your blessing. We all out here just trying to get to heaven. As I tell some people, I tell you all the time, stop being so quick to judge, because somebody know your stuff. See, we got to be willing to go through the tests, because the tests are preparation to our purpose. If you get to your purpose without the preparation, you'll get there, but you can't stay there. You got to go through what prepares you to not only get here, but say, I'm going to stay here. A lot of people rise up quick and fall quicker. Let me put it this way. There is a thing to the thing. Don't try to get around the thing thinking you can get to the thing without going through the thing. You can tweet that later. There's a thing. Say, there's a thing to a thing. And sisters and brothers, if we are in a transition time, we've got to be willing to climb the steps we need to get prepared to where I'm going. And let me sidebar this on it. On your way, stop murmuring and complaining. Stop all your grumbling and murmuring and complaining about all you got to do along the way of life. The Bible says that we ought to have a spirit of thanksgiving, that thanksgiving ought to be on our lips. The song we sang a little earlier said, I'm poor, but I'm rich. I'm weak, but I'm strong. You ought to get up in the morning, no matter what's going on in your life, and give God thanks. Because I heard the song that said, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. You got to wake up with a praise on your lips. Stop waking up murmuring about what's going on in your life. Who's with you? Who's not with you? Just get up and say, thank you, Lord. You woke me up another day. I got another chance to get it right. Say, a new day is another chance to get it right. Tell three people around you, stop your complaining. Stop your complaining. The Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness. So David got some grain, some bread, some cheese, He's a delivery boy. If God got you in a delivery boy position right now, just go do it. Just go ring the doorbell and tell him Italian Fiesta's here. See, if you begin as the delivery boy and keep walking those steps, one day somebody gonna ring your doorbell with your delivery. You reap what you... So David comes up in the situation, and he hears these conversations going on of all these trained soldiers, all these people that have got so much going on that are so smart. He hears begins to have a conversation with the trained and the skilled soldiers. I love that. David, untrained, unskilled shepherd boy, out at the sheep in the field. Now he's having a conversation with the soldiers that are trained and so well skilled. Sisters and brothers, please hear me say this. Never be afraid to have conversations with people who know more than you. Stop lowering yourself. Stop with just talking with people on your level or beneath you. You got to sit up in the presence of people who have all this knowledge and all this wisdom and all this experience. Some of y'all need to go back home and sit with grandma. Say, help me. Because you went through some stuff that if I learn from you, I don't have to go through. You got to understand there's some wisdom with grandma, some wisdom with mama, there's some wisdom with grandpa, there's some wisdom with auntie. You got to sit at the feet who know more than you because they stretch you. I love going to rooms of people and conferences and tables and sit down with dinner with people who are great intellectuals and great warriors. And you may not always understand what they're saying. You can go home and look up the words in the dictionary later. Just jot it down so I'm going to find out what that means when I get home. Get into conversations with people who are in positions above you because they will stretch you to your greatness. Somebody shout stretch. Shout it again, stretch. But the Bible says that these trained, skilled warriors, when they saw Goliath, it said they fell back. Because they saw Goliath as an impossibility. Yeah. Yeah. Whereas David saw Goliath as an opportunity. Yeah. Listen to me. How you see a situation is going to depend on how you handle it. If you see your sickness as an overcoming situation, and when the doctor says you got a month to live, and if you just see that as that's it, then you might as well just start packing up your stuff now. Go to Walmart and buy everything you want now. Is Olivia here? Is Olivia here? Olivia back there? I can't see that far back. Anyway, I told you about that woman, the doctors in our church. Put her on hospice, gave her a couple months to live. They finally had to take her off hospice. Said, well, forget those numbers, because she's still here. There's people in, how many people sitting in here that the doctor gave you a prognosis and you proved it to be a lie? If God be true, let the devil and man be a liar. Yeah. There are things the devil said you couldn't make it, but here you are as a testimony that Jesus Christ makes a difference. anybody here can say the only reason I'm here today is because of Jesus, then give him a praise like you know he brought you through. God will make a way when there is no other way. Look at somebody next and say, neighbor, shake their hand. Say, neighbor, you're shaking the hand of a miracle, of a miracle, of a miracle. So David sees this as an opportunity to give glory to God. And David said, I'll go down and fight him. And they laughed at him. How many times have you proclaimed something that people laughed at you? Maybe not in your face, but behind your back. She crazy. She don't know what she talking about. Talk about she go buy a house. She ain't even got a little minimum wage job. Well, come on over to my new house. Now, let me say this to parents and to teachers. David was a little different. David spoke up. David asked questions others didn't want to ask. David talked about things others thought were crazy. This is the same David that danced out of his clothes, and this is the same David that stood on a mountain blowing kisses to God all by himself. David had a little something in him that made him a little different. Don't you dare begin to demise and demonize different, because that little kid you're having a problem with may grow up and be the David who's a king. And today, understand that child in your classroom that's giving you a little problem, you better get close to that child, because that child might have something to deliver yourself. Don't start to discount children that are different, because you don't know what God has on their life. In fact, I bet there's a few people in here, when you were growing up, somebody thought you were different. And you should have said, yes, I am. Are there any different people up in here? Some of your family said was crazy and nuts and didn't want to, you, what's wrong with you? You're crazy. Say, I'm different. David said, I'll fight him. And they said, boy, you are out of your league. You a boy. He's a giant. He's been fighting men all his life. You can't do this. Young people protest in the streets, Black Lives Matter, BYP. Just shut up and sit down. All I need you to know is those young people in the streets got a new state's attorney in the state of Illinois called Kim Fox. All I need you to know, those people in the streets protesting got this police superintendent to resign from his job, get fired from his job. Don't be ready to put young people down. So David says, I'll fight them. I said, well, you can't do this. You are out of your league. David said, well, I remember one time I was out with the sheep and this lion came, tried to mess with the sheep. I killed that sucker. And then a little while longer, Mike, big bear came. Tried to grab one of them sheep. I took that sheep from him, and the bear started to come after me. I killed that sucker too. And I believe if I could kill a bear and a lion, surely. That's why I don't understand why you get intimidated by stuff the devil is putting in your life. All you got to do is look back in your file and realize, if God brought me through that, surely he can do this. If God took me through that thing, he can get me through this thing. If you believe God can take you through whatever you're going through, somebody shout. You ain't got no reason to be afraid.
And brothers and sisters, please listen to this. Everything in your past, God will use in your future.
Every tear you wept, every experience that stretched you, every struggle that tried to take you out, I'm here to tell you it will not be wasted. Every scar you got will become the stripes on your uniform for the future God has taken you to. Your struggles, pains, miseries are the fuel that is going to propel you to your destiny. That's why I keep telling you, stop being mad about who left you. I told you about that woman came to me.
Her husband's leaving me. He walked out. I don't know what to do. I just want to kill myself.
What? You are killing yourself? You want to kill yourself because that fool? That trifling, knock-kneed brother who was you were with is leaving you? You should be throwing yourself a party. You should get a broom and just sweep everything of his out the front door. And I told you, I saw her some months later. She had a new car. She moved to a new place. And a new job. She said, oh, Pastor, I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Everything's so great in my life. Everything's so wonderful. I just want to go forward. I said, oh, I've got one more thing to do. Go over to his house in your new car. In your new weave. And just beep the horn till it comes out and say, hey! If you could see me now. Your experiences and tears and scars will fuel you into your future. What you went through, if you were trying to stay in the will of God, everything you went through, God will use as preparation to the next step of your life. Everybody in your life is not supposed to be with you all the time. You on your way to the penthouse. Some will get off at the first floor. Some will get off at the fifth floor. Some will get off at the tenth floor. Just make sure you don't get off with them, because I'm on my way to the penthouse. There comes some time when you ought to, all the people that lied on you, betrayed you, messed up you, you ought to just say, thank you, God. Because all those became the footstools that allowed me to climb higher. How can you say that? Because the word says, Ricky, all things work together for the what? Good of those that love the Lord. Tell the person next to you, you ought to tell your lions and your bears, thank you. Because you prepared me for my destiny. Now somebody shout, I'm ready now. I say, I'm ready now. I've been through some stuff. I'm ready now. Every storm and fire and hell you went through prepared you to get to the next place. Brothers and sisters, you got to declare that you may not have gone through the Ivy League school those armed soldiers went through in the Philistine and in the Israelite army. You may not have gone to Howard and Morehouse and Spelman, to Harvard or Yale or Princeton. But you got to be able to say, listen, I graduated from the school of hard knocks. I've graduated from the school of hard days. I've graduated from the school of some tears. If you come out with wisdom and knowledge and graduate from all the things that try to hold you back, destroy you, abort you, and detour your future, you ought to give yourself a little graduation exercise. And because some of us in here got PhDs from the street. Some of us got PhDs from hell and high water. Some of us got PhDs from people that tried to stop you, talked about you, lied on you, told you you'd never be nothing. You got a PhD. Somebody shout, I'm degreed. No, shout it like you say, I'm degreed. Now, watch this. Oh, Lord. It's important. Now, the king has sent a message, if you read the whole scriptures. And he said, whoever kills this giant, I'm going to give wealth. I'm going to give them the hand of my daughter. And I'm going to take care of their family. They're never going to have to pay taxes again. Dang. In fact, that sounded so good. Then the scripture, David said, what was that again? And they said, he said he's going to give wealth, marry his daughter. And his family is never going to have to pay taxes again. Now watch this. David is hearing, if you get through this giant, when you move to the next dimension, God says, I'm going to take care of your needs and give you a prosperity of wealth and security. I'm going to give you the hand of my daughter, which means I'm going to bring you into royalty, a royal priesthood, an alien nation, children of the Most High God. And I'm going to take care of their family. In other words, understand this. There are some people, when you get your breakthrough, it's going to trickle down like the oil on the beard of Aaron. Everybody connected with you is about to get blessed. When the father does right, when the mother does right, it trickles on down and the children will get a blessing from what you did. That's why the Bible says everything you touch is blessed. Where you walk is blessed. Look at somebody next and say, neighbor, you better be good to me, because your breakthrough might depend on me getting delivered. Somebody give God a shout, because you're about to get blessed. So here we are. Goliath is in front of David. He's in the way of his next dimension. Goliath is in front of David. He's in the way of his next dimension. Listen to me. There's always a giant in front of your next breakthrough. There's always a giant in front of your next blessing. There's always a giant in the way of your next abundance. The thing you're after, that God spoke in your heart, there's always going to be a giant standing in the way. That's why you should never get intimidated by the giant. You ought to say to the giant, your presence here reminds me on the other side of you is what I'm on my way to. Thank you for giving me my confirmation. Tell the person next and say, neighbor, there's always a giant in front of your future. Listen, sometimes that'll be a boss at work. Sometimes that'll be a financial counselor at school. Sometimes that'll be somebody in your own family. Sometimes that'll be a friend. Oh Lord, I hate to say, sometimes it'll be somebody in ministry with you. There's always gonna be, say there's always gonna be a giant in front of your future. Let me just give you this little tidbit. The bigger your giant, the greater your destiny. When you got a big giant, you ought to run around your house, give God some praise, because it must be great what God's got for me. Some are just so bonded they can't get this. Look at the person next to you right in the eye and say, neighbor, the bigger the giant, the greater your destiny. If you got a big giant, you got a great future. Look at somebody on the other side. Say, neighbor, the greater your giant, the greater your destiny. If there's anybody here with a great giant, give God a shout right now. Great things, I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Somebody shout great, 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 great. Okay. Let me finish this. We all know how the story ends. David gets his slingshot, uses the five stones. A stone is a rock. You can always kill with the rock. You'll get that when you get home. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. And I love the fact that when he cuts off his head, he does it with Goliath's sword. The stuff they're trying to kill you with, you're going to use it to destroy the enemy. He'll spread a table before you in the sight of your foes. He'll make your enemies your footstool. The stuff the enemy's trying to kill you with, you will use to destroy the enemy. Now, two last points, I'm gone. They tried to dress David in man stuff. Here, put on this tunic. Put on this armor. Put on this helmet so you'll be ready to go fight the giant. David said, I can't walk with this. I'm not used to depending on man stuff. I'm not used to depending on the world stuff. I'm just a kid from the sheep in the field. I've always found my power in the Lord God Almighty. You trying to give me man stuff to fight the enemy with. I read somewhere, not by power, nor by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. So he says, take this stuff off, because I have something greater than man stuff. I got something greater than friends. I got something greater than religion. I got something greater than church. I got something greater than somebody pat me on the back and tell me you're going to be all right. See, I grew up depending on God. It was God that took me through the bear and the lion. So I'm going to depend on God. God, David said, I got something greater than armor or shields or a helmet. He said, the Lord is with me. He came to the giant and said, you got a sword, you got armor, you got a javelin, I got God. And I think I read somewhere, if God before me, who can be against me? I promise you I'm through, but I got this thing for my car. I don't have a key for my car. I just got this little whatever it is they gave me for my car. Now, when I got this thing on me, when I walk up to my car, it senses a presence on me. When I got this thing on me, I don't need a key. I know, Peter, you got the keys, and the keys said, what are we bound on earth, about in heaven, loose on earth, and loose. But I got something greater than a key. When I got this thing on me, when I walk up to my car senses that there's something on me, and the doors open, and the engine starts up. If I don't take the presence with me, I can't get in my car, and I can't start it up. But when I got something on me, there's some treasure in these earthen vessels. When I walk with the presence on me, doors open, engines start up, and demons fall out. David was smart enough to say, I'm taking something with me. I say to you, take the Lord with you to your job, to your home, to your family, to your street, wherever you go, take the presence of God with you. And when you do, doors open. When you do, engines start. And when you do, demon, set your butt down, for the presence of the Lord is with me. I want to know, has anybody got a dance in them this morning? I want you to come up here and let everybody know, like David, I got a dance up inside of me and I got to get it out. Come on.
I got a dance. gotta dance and I gotta get it out. I gotta dance.
Brothers up here. You mean there's no brothers in here that can dance for the Lord? Come on, man. I need some brothers.
Yeah.
Every hand lifted. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been so good to us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
One more time. Now look back over your shoulder and look at every barren line you can't do and say thank you one more time.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You've been so good.
Yeah.
You've been so good. You've been so good. Oh, good. You've been so good. So good. Oh Lord, Lord, you've been so good.
Hold one second. I want you to sing that one more time, but I want you to sing it as a corporate church now, because see, earlier this week, we turned in a proposal for $150,000 and found out we had not done everything that they needed to have it turned in. And so they sent an email the next day saying unfortunately it was turned in too late and there's nothing we can do about it. You passed the deadline.
Thank you, Lord.
The next day another email came and said so many people had problems with the sending in of the proposal. We're gonna extend it to Monday to turn it back in again.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, God.
We all thank you, Lord.
We reverence you in this house, oh God.
We thank you, Lord.
We give you all the glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Can I get just one witness? See, I know the Lord, 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 will make a way. Yes, he will. Oh,
I can tell all of my troubles to you. Yes, I could. And when I get a little burden, I know just what to do.
He will.